In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the fifth week in the Coptic month Tuba. And usually when we have 4 weeks, so we are reading all the four, and the last one is as if is one more, adding 1 week more, so always we are reading the gospel of the blessings and the gospel of the blessing of feeding the multitude. But I wanted to go with you today for a few minutes with something different, the Lord of the little. Before Jesus Christ, when he came and he was preaching the people, the multitude, Jesus like fed all the multitude, and the problem starts by the beginning of a little of fears. You can imagine the disciples came to Christ and they said, you know what, we have a problem. We are hungry. We are tired. Also, the people outside, they are tired and they are also too hungry, and they have to go back to their home because they have to eat. There is no food. And the disciples said, as if, Lord, you have preached long enough. Dismiss the service now and let these people go find some food. خلاص احنا تعبنا كفاية. And we will go in trouble. We have a little things. We have a fear inside our heart, and we have to reveal that to you. We can't continue like that at all. They reveal their doubt and they express their fears into him. I will ask you some questions, and I will ask myself too. Do we ever look at the situation we face in life and become afraid and full of doubt? A lot. Do we look at a lost family member and as these days when you open now the news every day, or someone, for example, call from Egypt or from anywhere, we receive a call from someone, we lost one of our family due to COVID. We have fear inside our heart. What will happen? All the people now talk to me like that. Before, we are thinking that the COVID is far from us. Now it's very near, close. Now it's coming to our families. Do we look at a lost family member and wonder if they will ever be saved? Or I have also too some physical need and wonder if it will be a right or if it will lead to something worse. Or I'm thinking about, I have a fear about how I will pay my bills for next month or this month. Or I'm fearing from anything in my life. Or I'm looking at the condition of the world and become afraid, wondering how it will all turn out. And this is exactly in our days. Every single day now in these days, and we are up in the news. Oh, how many numbers of the people are affected by the COVID here in Ottawa and in Canada, and how many people died also too, and in Egypt also too, and we are looking at every single day about that. And yeah, a lot of people open the news every single day and open the first things, open the news and see, hey, how many cases we have. And after that, the fears come to my heart, inside my heart, and what do I have to do? What is, we are in bad situation. Or I don't know what I have to do for tomorrow. What about the work? What about the family? How I protect my family? How I protect my work? I'm not sure. They have to fire a lot of people. What about tomorrow? And I have a little fears. inside my heart. It exactly happened with the disciples. The disciples came to Jesus Christ and they said, for what we are thinking, to feed all these people, it's impossible. It's a mission impossible. We can't do that. As if they try to go to Lord, look, this problem is greater than you. We don't think you can handle it. It's better send these fox away and we will go also too. We have to go out of this trouble. We can't continue like that. It's impossible. We are in trouble. Every time I have a problem and I have fear, it's exactly the same way I'm talking to God. This problem is greater than you. And instead of go to Jesus Christ and said, okay, I believe in you. I believe that you're taking everything in your hands and you'll take me out of this trouble. I read for you Philippians 4, 6, 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgivings, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. بقى عندنا خوف في كل حاجة في حياتنا. بقى خوف ماسك القلب. بقيت خايف من كل حاجة بتحصل. لدرجة ان بقى نسيت حتى even ان في الله خالق الكون. I will tell you how to think. If he can create the universe out of nothing, خلق الكون من لا شيء, surely he can meet your need. If I have some needs physically or whatever, who created everything in his hands, he can take care of me too. If he can keep Sidrak, Meshach, and Abednego, and he saved them from the fire furnace, he will save me too. He will take care about me. If he can secure Daniel from the lions, he will take care of me too. He fed 3 million Jews in the desert for 40 years. He can take care of me too. He came to the world on the cross to save me, myself, like, yeah, for everyone. So the first thing, the little faith, the little fear, the second point is a little faith. The disciples came to Christ and they said, well, you mean, like he said, he asked to solve the problem, but the solve the problem by stop preaching and send the people to their home. And he said, if you have food, give them. What you're saying, it's impossible. How we can feed all these people, 5,000, and by the women and the boys and girls, all the kids, there may be 20,000 people. How we can feed all these people? We can't do that. It's impossible. When Peter said, you know what? We have small things like 5 loaves and 2 fish only. This is what we have in our hands. But you know what? We can't do that. For sure, we can't do that. They forgot that they saw Jesus Christ when he turned the water into wine. They forgot that he healed a lot of people. He already raised the dead. He calmed the storms. He cast out the demons. One day, a lady came to me and says, and she said, I can't believe, I have a problem in my heart. I have a lot of fears. What I will do the next day for tomorrow, what I have to do. So I asked her a question, what he did with you before? She said, a lot. I told her, look all the time to your history, what God did with you before. Why I have a daughter and fear now? Why? He is taking care of me. He is a God of the Lord of little. And again, the disciples said to Jesus Christ, "Oh, we can't do that. We have a little faith." In Matthew 17:20, Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." And also to Mark 9:23-24. "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." In James 1:6-7, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord." My problem is, I have a little faith in my heart now. My problem that we lost a lot of faith. مشكلتنا في حياتنا دلوقتي بقى بقاش عندنا الإيمان القوي حتى نحن نؤمن إن هو قادر على كل شيء. بقينا ماشيين خايفين. أخاف من إيه وأنا عندي بابايا؟ أخاف من إيه وأنا عندي بابا ياخد بالي مني؟ ده هو بابا بتاع امبارح وبتاع النهاردة وبتاع بكرة. بقيت خايف من كل حاجة بتحصل. خايف حد ياخد مني شغل. خايف ما لقيش شغل. خايف ما عرفش من حياتي كلها. خايف من المرض. وهو واخد باله مني. And the third point is the Lord of a little food. 5 loaves and 2 fish. And what he did, he, in the Greek language, we have the word break and give. It's not in the past. هي مكتوبة في الpast. بس في الحقيقة, في Greek language, it's in present and continuously present. So as if Jesus Christ is breaking and give all the days, all the times. Like in Greek language, it's very clear to us how it's very clear that he is breaking and giving to every man, to everyone in the world, not only in the past. فلما أجي أفتح الإنجيل ولاقي هو لا هو كسر وأعطى, it's not because he's in the past. No, what he did, he's doing that every single day. To the last day. طب أخاف من إيه؟ أخاف from I have a little things in my life? No way. When they have to solve the problem, they have 4 answers. Number 1, let's get rid of the problem. Number 2, let's raise more money to have food. Number 3, we have a little, but it will never be enough. Number 4, let Jesus have it. أنا بقى هاخد الرابع على طول. I will take the answer number 4. Every time I have a problem, I will, okay, let Jesus have it. Take it. Take it. I will tell you the mystery and something very important you have to know. Why we are praying in the liturgy and the priest praying on the altar And you know very well, for example, that the priest take all this, the confessions. They have a lot of problems. They have a lot of things. And they stand over, like in front of you, they stand, it's normal. Because they know very well that they have to take everything and put it on the altar, and that's it. And amen. I have a problem, hey, تفضل. عندي مشكلة دي بتاعتك انت مش بتاعتي انا. ومش انا ابنك. خلاص انت تاخد انت تعمل اللي انت عايزه. انت تاخد بالك مني. انا تحت المشكلة وحد بيعصرني في المشكلة. انت سامح بكده. It's according to your will. It's okay. I'm agree with you. Maybe you give me a lesson. Maybe. Maybe you try to like to teach me something, I'm not sure. Maybe try to give me strength. تقويني كده شوية. Maybe I will receive some blessings after. We have a problem that we, when we ask God, we have to take what we ask now. We have to receive it now. لا. بابا بيقول لي مش دلوقتي. أو ما تنفعش. وصرح وقال له أنت ما بتسمعش الكلام ولا إيه؟ When for example in the work, we have a lot of colleagues, we can say colleagues, not friends. بنقولهم على كده يحبوا يتنططوا. يعني ايه يتنططوا؟ يعني عايزين كده show, you know, show up for them. One of, like when I went to my father of confession before, and I asked him about what I have to do with them. So I'm like, سيبهم. ربنا عارف كل واحد قلبه عامل ازاي. بتخافش. He's the Lord of the little fear. Who is taking care about you, don't worry about that. He knows the heart of everyone. In 1 Corinthians 1:27-29, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. I will tell you what God did and what we have to do. First of all, bring the little faith. Watch him move your mountains. Bring him the little testimony and watch him save souls. Bring him the little praise and watch him get glory. Bring your little abilities to him and watch him use you. He is a specializer. If you have little things, little talents, little thing, give these talents to him. If you have things you feel that you are small, he will take all of that and he will do something with you. I will tell you what he did. He used a cry of a little baby to bring peace to Abraham. He used a little stick in the hand of Moses to part the Red Sea and deliver his people from Pharaoh. I'll tell you what more. He used a little boy named David. By a small stone, he removed a big giant. More, he used a little piece of bread called manna to feed his people for 40 years. He used a little widow with a little meal and a little oil to take care of a man of God. He is always taking small things. And I prefer and I hope to be a small person to take me and do something. I have no fear of that. Even I am a sinner, and I am a sinner, I know that he loves me too, and he will take my hands and he will do something with me. He used a little girl named Mary to bring a little baby into the world who would grow up and die on a little cross, on a little hill, in a little country called Israel. You see how many littles he used. But in his death, he would provide salvation to all who receive him. Who knows what he will do with a little if you can just get it into the hands. Give him only your little. And don't worry if you have something small. Don't be ashamed even from my sin. I will talk about myself. I will give him even my sin too. I'm telling him, okay, أدي خطايا يا رب كمان قدامك. In the second question, 4:7, but we have this treasure is earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. I am like a clay, and he by his hands, he is doing something with me. When we are in trouble, he is modified in my personality. If I am doing anything, he's using everything in this life to modify myself and to make his image on me. Put his image on me. He is using the little. Give him only the little in his hands, because he is the Lord of a little. Remember every time in the day, if you feel small, if you feel it's a little for you, if you feel that I have a little fear inside my heart, if I feel I have a little faith, if I feel I'm nothing, if I feel I'm a sinner, if I feel anything, I'm in trouble, give him everything in his hands. He is the Lord of a little. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
كتبنا في ماتي.